Portrait of Antonin Proust by Edouard Manet. Antonin Proust was a key figure in artistic life during the Third Republic. Born in Niort in 1832, he studied philosophy at university and then travelled in Greece. His political career was forged in opposition to the empire and as a journalist. He worked on a number of newspapers, and in 1864 he founded a weekly, La Semaine Universelle. He campaigned against the plebiscite, was condemned for his writings, and stood unsuccessfully in the elections for the legislature in 1869. A correspondent for Le Temps during the Franco-Prussian War, he became Gambetta's secretary and his political protégé. He went on to be elected a deputy, president of the Conseil Général, and mayor of Niort. As well as a successful politician, this founding father of the Third Republic was a passionate friend of the arts. Accepted into the studio of Thomas Couture in 1850, he met an old school friend there, Edouard Manet. The two men spent 3 years fighting against academic doctrine and frequenting the bohemian world of Baudelaire, Murger, Alexandre Dumas fils, taking advice from Delacroix and enraging Couture. 3 years during which Proust and Manet strengthened their bonds of friendship. When Gambetta formed his Grand Ministère government in November 1881, he naturally called on Antonin Proust, already responsible for the fine arts budget for 2 years. He created for him the first ever post of Minister for Fine Arts. Antonin Proust knew how fragile this government was in the face of the chamber's hostility, so he acted quickly to mark his brief term with some important measures. He established the École du Louvre, the Museum of Comparative Sculpture, and the Museum of Decorative Arts. For the latter, Proust commissioned Rodin to make a decorative doorway, the famous Gates of Hell. He also restored Courbet's reputation by organizing the first official exhibition at the École des Beaux-Arts and awarded the Légion d'honneur to his friend Manet. Antonin Proust was a frequent visitor to Manet's studio, who left a number of portraits of his friend in various stages of completion. The study in the Musée Fabre, quite unfinished, belongs to a group produced in about 1877. The rapid execution, shown by the background of a few brushstrokes, is lifted by some genuine strokes of brilliance, such as the gloved hand, the waxed shoe, and the hat, which make the final picture a veritable masterpiece.